Sports.
All right, guys.
We're back.
I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And this is a special No Filters episode of Unfocused Podcast. It's episode 251.
That's right.
And this is the... Celebi episode!
There it is!
Yeah.
All right.
Celebi is the time travel Pokemon. I guess they just ran out of stuff to call them after a while, so here we are.
I mean, it does that.
The finale of the Johto.
That's right. We're finished with our Johto journey. We gave the green screen a break today to see.
I feel like our Johto journey was our best.
You think so?
Arc so far. You know?
Maybe. It was our most consistent,
anything. That's true. All right. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28, guys.
That's right.
Every week, almost every week, on Thursday. That might be changing soon. You'll know soon.
We'll give you the heads up.
But yeah, we're also youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast. Like, comment, subscribe, all those things.
Do it.
And we like to start off with a little thing called Unfocused Week. Mm-hmm. What you been up to, AJ?
So, speaking of Pokemon, playing a lot of Pokemon. I beat it. I got all badges. And I beat the Elite Four and all that. Well, actually, it wasn't technically an Elite Four. I beat the champion, though. But it's a champion. You know it's a champion. But you don't have an Elite Four.
Oh, it's just a champion now, huh?
It's not only the champion, though, but what you do is kind of like tournament, actually.
That's how it should be. The Elite Four doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. But the Elite Four makes no fucking sense.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, go on.
But yeah, so all your rivals and stuff are also like traveling to the gyms with you. And then when you make it to the actual end of it, then you fight them because they've all like completed the gyms as well with you. So then you got to fight them to get like a top 8 spot, and then you play like, you know,
then you
have a bracket style going on, and the gym leaders also want a shot at the championship too.
Oh, that's sick. The gym leaders get back involved?
Exactly, yeah. So the gym leaders go ahead and play each other out, so you play a couple of the gym leaders again.
Now I'm sad I didn't play this Pokemon. That sounds pretty dope.
Do you still have time?
I mean, I would have really loved to be surprised by that. Like,
oh, my bad.
No. I'm not saying you can tell me. But, you know, it's reminding me of that moment when I first played Gold and Silver and you find out, oh, you got to fight the original 8 gyms too. And you're like, oh, shit, what the fuck? You know, you go back to Kanto and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like that a surprise cool. like that. Like,
yeah.
Actually, you're playing tournament bracket style, like, to get to the
Yeah, it kind of was to me too. It was like, oh, shit, I, you know, I got it. Like, I was wondering who I was going to fight. I was worried about it this whole time. And then I started playing them. And then, yeah, so I was like, okay, this is cool. Also, what's funny. Unlike most Pokemon games, you know how there's always some type of big threat happening, and before you can even go to the Elite Four, you got to deal with this other threat that's happening. In the original, is like dealing with Giovanni and stuff like that, Team Rocket.
Yeah.
You know, other ones is like the legendaries are like being brought back to life or something by some group, and you got to go deal with that. This time, kind of the same idea, but instead of it all happening before the Elite Four and all that, this time it happens after the tournament. So after you do the tournament and stuff like that, before you fight the champion, something happens. And then
it interrupts the tournament.
It interrupts the tournament, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
And then you got to go deal with it. And then you can continue with that final match finally afterwards. And on top of that, you know how you have your legendaries, right, that you got to go catch at some point that you run into and you catch them? This time the legendaries that are on the box, they actually help you out. They actually come through. And there's like whole cutscenes with them too. Like you're fighting this big legendary, and then you're fighting him, you're losing, and then all of a sudden they come through and help you out. And so
then it's like
4-on-1 because also one of your rivals is helping you out too. And then yeah, so that was kind of sick. And it's all these little cutscenes that happen in between the matches too, which actually seem very seamless. You know, when you're back in the day, you fight Mewtwo, you just fight him, and it's like a normal battle, right? And it's done.
Yeah.
No, this time you actually got some cutscenes happening, and you have like story going through the battle as well, which that was pretty sick too. So actually, it was pretty fun. And also, since Steven's in chat, I asked Steven if he picked up the game or not, and he said he didn't pick it up because he felt like it sounded like it was not too linear in the game. Like it sounded like it was more wide open. I don't think it is.
It sounds like it has a running plot, just like the other ones, right?
Yeah, it does, but it is very linear, because I was afraid, every time I put the game down and didn't come back to it for like a couple days, I was afraid I was going to get lost. But no, I didn't get lost at all. I just looked at the map real quick. Oh, go this way. I go that way, and I'm done. I was like, oh, that was fast. I'm already here. So, and everyone that I talked to who have played the game always told me that, oh, yeah, there's going to be like the 4 gym battles or 3 gym battles, then there's going to be a little bit of a break, and then you'll go back into gym battles again. I never felt that break happen. It was really weird. So I think it's a lot more linear, a little bit shorter than people think. That's what I think. Because even though I played it, even though it took me long, every time I jumped back into it, I didn't feel like I was lost. Yeah, I forgot what I did last, but I knew where to go next, though, somehow. The only thing that is wide open, that is free range, is the wild area, which it's your option to go there and roam around. You don't have to.
So would you say the game is more intuitive than the old games where you kind of, like, know where to go? Because that was the most frustrating thing about Red and Blue is you don't really know where the fuck you're supposed to go sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, it's that, like, I remember Red and Blue, like, even, like Ruby, Sapphire, like, I was completely lost. Like, where am I supposed to go? And then... You know, you finally, like, stumble upon it one day.
Fucking sometimes a whole week of being lost and just doing random shit and doing side quests because you're like, I don't know what to do, right?
Exactly, yeah. No, this was it kind of, like, lead you through. So it wasn't that bad. Like, all the paths are pretty straightforward as far as I can tell. You know, there was only one time I was like, I don't know what to do, but I know if I go here, the story is going to progress. I don't want to go there yet. So that's the only time I felt like I didn't know what to do. But at that point, I walked around. I was like, okay, I think I've seen enough. Let's go ahead and progress the story then. So it's kind of like that.
Okay.
But yeah, and then now I'm at the end of it. And so I start picking up some items so I can start breeding and stuff like that. So I might get back into that pretty soon. And one of my dreams back in the day when I was playing like X and Y and all that, when I really got into breeding, I've always wanted to cast it so I can just sit here and chill and just fucking hatch eggs all day. Hmm. And I was never able to do that because there's no way to connect the DS, you know, without some type of mod. Mm-hmm. But the Switch, I can play it on screen right here, so I should be able to do that now. So I might.
Future is now, old man.
So I might start doing that. Aside from that, I watch all of John Wick. All the whole three movies, thanks to Steven's help.
You watched all three John Wicks?
Yes.
What the fuck do you think about that, dude?
The movies are fun. Honestly, you can sit there and be like, whatever, because like the story is like peppered out. It's like 50% action, like 50% story.
Yeah, that's true. Like you could, if you really wanted to, you could ignore the story and just watch the beginning of the movie and the end of the movie. If you really want to. Yeah, it's true. It's not really that important.
Yeah.
But how'd you like the movies, the experience, all the fighting, all the assassins?
It was fun. And like, actually the bit of story there is that's there, like the world they built there is pretty fun. Yeah. So I kind of like that.
Did you get as much of a Rurouni Kenshin vibe as I did from the whole thing?
In the last movie, yes.
Especially the third one, yeah. Yeah. Especially when remember when he fought the guy? There's a famous horror movie called The Raid, and it has these two crazy-ass martial artists in it. Mm. You know, from another country. I think they're from Singapore or some shit like that. That's those fuckers that he's fighting. Those two guys are, John Wick. They're famous from this movie called The Raid. Like, they were, like, ranked as some of the best action martial artists in Hollywood and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
And that's why it's kind of a big deal. They were there, and they were like, John Wick. Like, cause like they're like the shit, you know?
actually, the one main dude, the main, you know, one in charge,
yeah.
He's an Iron Chef.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's
because I was watching it with Carla, and she watches all those
talking about the
food.
Bald guy, the weird bald guy? He is an Iron Chef.
Yes.
He is an Iron Chef. I knew he looked familiar when I was watching that movie, and I didn't know what it was from. It's from Iron Chef.
Yeah. Like, cause like when you meet him, he was like, you know, chopping up sushi, but his head was down, you know.
Oh yeah, that's right. He was chopping up sushi.
Yeah,
that's...
and then he looks up, and Carl's like, oh my god, it's my favorite Iron Chef. I was like, oh shit, that is him. So just kind of flipped out on that.
And apparently he's a fighter too, cause he did most of his own stunts in there.
I was like it.
Dude, I was like, what the fuck? I didn't know that fool could get down like that.
For reals.
And he was creepy. I liked his role.
Yeah, his role was kind of cool.
Can I tell you a prediction I have?
Okay.
Yeah, I guess we don't have to put spoiler for this. I think
this is a prediction.
John Wick 4.
Okay.
I think we were given an early warning that Halle Berry with her attack dogs.
That shit was sick, though. The dogs.
I guarantee you, number 4, John Wick and his dog are going to be doing tag team
shit. I hope so. That'd be dope.
And I think they're going to do crazier tag team shit than Halle Berry and the dogs. That's just my guess.
That dog stuff was dope, though.
That's what I mean.
Love that shit.
That's what I mean. I was like, dude, how is this not foreshadowing for John Wick and his dog?
It better be.
I was like, they have to eventually get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Imagine, like, at the last moment, there's one more villain. He finally got John Wick. He's got no weapons. He gets shot, and the dog's got a gun in his mouth. And you're like, what the fuck? You're like, that don't make no fucking sense.
But it will, though.
But it will, you know?
Yeah. That'd be dope to see.
Yeah, so I feel like there's a potential for him and his dog doing crazy-ass tag team shit. Like,
yeah, that would be
dope.
Seeing
Halle Berry, you know?
But yeah, seeing that, though, that was dope, too, in the movie. Yeah, overall, my favorite thing, though, was because as far as cars go, I like Dodge. I have a Charger myself. And the very first movie, he has a Mustang. I was like, oh, come on. Why does he have a Mustang? But then he loses it, and then he gets a Charger. I was like, oh, look, the movie makes sense.
So, the movie makes sense. Everything ties in.
Overall movie, good times for sure. And like I said, I just like the little, like, you know, the bit of the world they built in that movie.
Yeah.
That was pretty sick, too, with the whole, like, hotel thing and all that.
Oh, I love the hotel, man.
Yeah.
It's mostly in number two, right, where the hotel's the main focus. Right?
Actually, in the second one, it isn't the main focus. Yeah. The third one is more of a focus, actually.
Really?
Yeah. A little bit in second and third, it's a main focus.
Can you believe that motherfucker did that to him at the end of three?
Which guy? Oh, I know, right? Yeah.
Dude, let's not say it to not spoil it for anybody, but you know what I'm talking about. I was like, no fucking way. Like,
everyone's just cutthroat in that shit, man.
Yeah, I mean, I know. It's funny because the movie sets you up for cutthroatness. Like, yeah. You expect that. But I was genuinely shocked when that happened. I was like, you motherfucker. I'm like, dude, that's fucked up.
Steven says they're making a spinoff show focused on the Continental, the
whole
town.
It's true, yeah.
That's sick. That's cool.
It's true.
Also, I was hoping Common would come back.
I don't think you can expect to see any of the people that you see that survived to come back until whenever we have the last John Wick movie.
Hmm.
Then I think we'll see those guys from the raid. We'll see Common. We'll see all of them. Except for Ruby Rose. A lot of people think Ruby Rose is alive. She's fucking dead, bro.
Which one was that?
The deaf girl.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She's dead. I'm like, no fucking way. She fucking literally slumped her head down and like with a sword in her chest. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, some people have a theory she's coming back, and I'm like, no. And a lot of people were like, oh, number three. Like, they're like, number three, confirmed, Ruby Rose is coming back. I never believed that, and she didn't even show up in it.
Yeah, she didn't. I was hoping Common would come back, because, like, you know, he was like, this is a courtesy, you know, don't move that knife.
Professional otherwise. Courtesy.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I thought that was sick. Anyways, good times watching that.
Last movie, though, man, I bet you. Common and those two Singapore motherfuckers, those tag team foes he fought.
And Halle Berry.
And probably her, too. I think everybody that's alive that's still in there, they're going to all show up in whatever the last movie is. Weird thing is, we don't know when the last movie will be out, because
they haven't announced anything, right?
Well, they said, like, Keanu Reeves is open. Yeah, oh, 4 is going to come out the same day that Matrix 4 comes out.
Oh, fuck.
The same day.
Wow. So
they're calling
fucking
it Keanu
Reeves
Day.
Day.
No, people are already calling it. I don't think you remember. We talked about this on an episode of Unfocus, actually.
Maybe, yeah. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, and
I think I brought up that Seth Rogen had a Seth Rogen Day, because he was...
you brought that up. Yeah,
Good Boys
right.
came out, and then the same day Lion King came out.
Yeah. And so the same thing's going to happen, because he's coming back as Neo, you know, and he's also coming back as...
Which Morpheus was also in the fucking John Wick movie, too.
And he'll be in both of those, too. Maybe it can be both of their days, you know?
Like, maybe, yeah. That's crazy.
If Trinity is in John Wick for no reason at the last...
Oh, right, just fucking walks in there.
But, yeah, all right, I'm glad you liked it, man. I was really excited to hear what you thought about John Wick. I was waiting to hear about it.
Yeah,
I feel the strong Kenshin vibes from it.
That last one for sure, yeah. But yeah, good times for sure. Aside from that, I played some like more puzzle games, like more just like Tetris and Puyo Puyo. I've been playing a lot of that recently. More Puyo Puyo than anything else. But I think that's pretty much it for me.
Dude, on the puzzle game range, Steve was explaining to me this new technique you can do in Tetris 99, that STS spin or something like that, where you can set it up so you can get like a triple T spin. And you just fucking dump all this shit on motherfuckers when you do it.
Damn. Yeah.
ST stacking,
he says.
Yeah, ST stack. Thank you, Steve. I'm so glad he's here right now. He was showing me. And when he started showing me the setups, like showing me how it's supposed to look, I was like, well, how the fuck do you get that? Like, he was like, well, you got to be patient, obviously. Like, you know, we started talking about it. I was like, oh, man, that shit looks fucking ridiculous. I'm like, how did you even set that shit up? He's like, and you spin it in there and like you do it three times and then like fucking they can't get out of it. Like,
it's... Wait, which game? In Tetris 99?
I think it's in Tetris in general, but I think we're talking about specifically Tetris 99.
Either 99 or the other one that came out for the PS4.
Yeah.
With the VR shit.
No, I think we're talking about 99. I don't think he has that VR one.
Well, he probably say in a second.
Yeah.
But
he was teaching me about that, and I was like, oh, shit.
ST stacking.
Dude, bro. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, he does. He does have that shit. Okay. Other things for my focus week, I was learning from Steve about some Tetris shit. I thought I was pretty sick of Tetris, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course we did, you know, hammer, and I possessed a hammer this week.
AJ has proven
so
worthy.
Some Soul, and some Smash.
And some Smash, yeah, that was good. Good practice for both. For my focus week, of course, the hammer match, I lost this one. I also went to
Wednesday. You didn't lose, I just won.
I like that. Wednesday night fights, I went to that yesterday with a few of our friends that we do a weekly tournament with to kind of keep our skills up for Soul Calibur. Didn't do too well, but you know, I learned some shit. I gotta just kind of... The same thing I have every time Wednesday night fights. It's so fucking last minute and so late. I never get to warm up before I go. So I'm always fucking going in there cold, kind of getting used to shit, and I just get fucking... I don't get my flow till the end, so...
Yeah.
There was that. But yeah, I fought in it. I had a good time. It was cool. I'll go back.
Yeah, it's always a good time going over there.
I also did some serious comic picking up. The first issue of this X-Men Wolverine book from this whole future Dawn of X thing with X-Men having their own country. This is the first book for Wolverine. AJ, check out how badass this comic is. Look at this.
Okay, I want to see if that works. Oh, shit, that's right? Cool.
So for those who can't see it, look, when you open it up, look.
It's actually, like, bam! Ripped through.
Yeah, it's, like, straight up ripped through. Like,
that's
you
cool.
You can see me through it. You know? Yeah, it's pretty dope. It was like, I've never seen an X-Men comic do some shit like this. So, like, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, so this is Wolverine number one.
I still want the pop-up books, though.
Wolverine popping up at you with the blades.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. Kids would love it, dude. So that's one of the cool things I bought. There's three things specifically I'm proud of I got this week. That's one. I've been reading this, Infinity.
This shit's thick.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God. I'm only halfway
through. Oh, it's just called Infinity.
Yeah, so this is apparently, you know, this is all on my path to catch up to Secret Wars. And that's that big fucking Marvel event where all their multiverses collided and only one was left over at the end.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so the Ultimate Universe, you know, the Exiles Universe, Age of Apocalypse, all those universes collided in a fucking war.
Shit.
And so I'm trying to get there, you know? I'm trying to get there, and I got to read Jonathan Hickman's Avengers to get there. Everyone knows I've been loving fucking Jonathan Hickman, fucking X-Men. This dude, you got to read something from this guy one day. He's deep as fuck. But this shit is so good. This is the birth of Proxima Midnight, Cole Obsidian, Corvus Glaive, and what's the other fucker's name? Ebony Maw.
Yeah.
This is the birth of them. This book was made in 2014, and Infinity War came out in 2018.
Yeah.
This fucker made these characters 4 years before, and they're like, we gotta put them in the movie. And like, so I'm reading this. It's got a lot of vibes from Infinity War. There's a lot of major different shit. For sure, but it's got a lot of vibes of Infinity War with Thanos invading Earth with different groups attacking different areas, trying to get what he wants. It's not the stones this time, but it's something like that, you know? And it's pretty cool. So I've been reading that, trying to catch up so I can do Secret Wars. And the best thing I've been reading, bro, this is what I was going to tell you about earlier. You need to fucking read this, AJ.
Okay.
This blew my mind. Fantastic Four Grand Design. I've talked about it, I think, I think I just talked to you about it.
I like how the Invisible Woman's not really there.
She's literally not there at all. Yeah.
She kind of is there.
Yeah, if you had the book, you could see she's kind of there, like a silhouette of her, but
it's like glossy.
I like that from far away, like it looks like she's literally not there, like just not there at all. And it's a Fantastic Four Grand Design. It's amazing. It's made from real paper, just like the X-Men Grand Design.
It's made from real paper? As opposed to what?
Dude, have you not felt comic books these days?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, but like, it's just funny how you said that.
I don't know what this shit is. Like, feel these new ones. Like, I don't know what this shit is. Like, I don't think it's paper, though. But anyway.
Synthetic paper.
Whatever it is. But yeah, dude, this shit is just awesome. It captures all the best moments of the Fantastic Four. And the coolest thing about this, man, is it made me feel like the movie is so easy to do.
Oh, yeah?
It made me feel like, man, Fox is a fucking moron. Like, I was like, dude, just reading this and how easily they laid everything out and, like, how they went into each four of their stories and then, like, finally showed how they all, like, came together. Hmm. And you're like, dude, it's so easy.
It was written for you.
It was written for you. This is a condensation of shit that's already there. It's not this is brand new shit, right? Like, it's just condensing shit that's already there. So it's like, man, Fox.
I'm telling you, Fox was just trying to cock block that last time. They didn't even lose that license.
Dude, they really were, man. Like, it's sad. Like, anyway, yeah, it's really cool. And there's a really cool part I'll tell you about off the podcast because I don't want to fucking kill it for people that might read it. And we'll talk about that later. But anyway, those are the main things I've been doing. Playing Soul Calibur. I want to start studying it more, but I've been playing more. Probably going to do my Evo registration after this episode.
You know what I felt like, you know, what kind of got me the win this week too? Was that like, I have not played really any Tollum in a few weeks. I've been focusing on Shang Wa so much. So I think me just doing that and just taking that break, you know, from Tollum for a while and then coming back just kind of refreshed, you know, kind of helped me out.
Gave you a new style, new perspective and shit?
Yeah, in a way. Also, what did I hear? I was listening to somebody talk about, like, just fighting game principles and all that and the difference between fighting online and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then someone mentioned something like, yeah, when you're playing, like, you can't just, you know, do... Not only can you not do online shit, but also play in a way that throws your opponent off, where like do something completely like normal, and then after doing that a couple times, do something completely random.
Weird.
Yeah, just something weird. Just throw them off for a little bit, and then go back to usual shit, how everything should work, and then do something random.
Yeah, because it ninjas their brain. It makes them at least like, whoa, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
I like that. That's good, AJ. So, I might have to try that.
I've been trying to like kind of implement that a little bit. So that's kind of what I kind of just took some new shit, forgot some old shit, and just came back and just like, all right, let's go back to Tallinn real quick and fucking revisit this. And some new air.
Right.
Some new wind. Okay. Also, though, real quick, also what I was doing last week, since we did take that break last week, I was actually in the middle of making our playlist. So if anyone has Spotify...
Oh, shit, you were doing it?
Yeah. If you look up Unfocus, MOTW, which stands for Music of the Week, we should have a playlist up there, or just look for AJ Twist, it's under my name. And I'm trying to put all the Music of the Week that we've chosen on that playlist.
Dude, that's fucking cool.
I got 20 episodes on there, from 100 to 120.
Damn, so that's like that's 40 fucking songs, basically.
It's even more than that, because we had Steve, because I was going through
we had people on there.
And Steven was on the episode a couple of times.
And he fucking put one every time.
And he added some music in there.
I think one time Will finally put one in, too,
and
right?
There, I think I have an episode like that where Will did, I don't know, not yet.
Because most times he didn't put anything, but I think one time he finally put one in, right?
DJ's the other one, too, because back then, DJ was kind of a regular back then.
Really? At 100?
Yeah.
Fuck.
In the early hundreds, yes, he was still around. Damn. And still giving us some music.
Time has flied.
Yeah, so I definitely put more than 20 tracks on there. And then there's actually an episode that we did skip Music of the Week once, which, you know, does happen, which kind of sucks for me because I'm like, fuck, where's Music of the Week? I'm just skipping through
and
it looking for music.
Like, we just didn't have it.
Maybe we just skipped it that week.
Yeah, we should
do that sometimes.
Maybe we shouldn't do that just to not throw us off.
No, it's fine. We need a break sometimes. I don't mind. Yeah.
As long as you don't mind.
So. I mean, I don't find it. And maybe someone else will find it someday for me and let me know. But yeah, just look out for that list. It's going to be like the most epic list ever. Just random music, really. And like, I just played one track and T forgot that he chose a song.
Yeah,
I thought that was funny.
I think it's going to be a fun playlist if you do it. We should just like run the playlist and play fighting games during that whole time and just leave it going.
Yeah, and also just to start it off, the first track I put on here.
Music power.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. I like that you put that one first. That's cool. A Day at the Races.
Yes. So just because that was a staple. It kind of is in a way still for Music of the Week. And we can't play the whole thing anymore, unfortunately. Yes. But anyways, so good lookout for that. I think if anyone wants a like direct link, go find the Unfocused Twitter. I tweeted it like a couple weeks ago. Shouldn't be so hard to find. All right. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. All the thing too. Don't forget.
Wait. Yeah, go ahead.
Twitter, you know, if you want to find us on Twitter, @unfocus28.
Also, Instagram, @unfocuspodcast. There starts to be some things there. So make some comments and likes. People were talking to me about it. I'm like, cool. Like,
oh, yeah, we have some Valentine's. I'm not sure if I talked about it on the show, but we have some Valentine's posts on there, too.
I just noticed one day, I was glancing, I was like, what the fuck? All these cool-ass Valentine's posts. You guys should really check it out. They're fun.
Yeah, I have a bunch of, like, random memes that I've saved over the years that I'm just trying to slowly put out there. So like I'll forget sometimes, but then I'll go back like, oh, let me find one to put up there just because.
We should make some Unfocused brand memes, just a few of them, just throw them out there.
So yeah, I've been thinking of something. You know what I want to do, actually? I'm not sure if you've seen it around, but have you seen the meme where people like have like 25 cards in their hand? It's like the Uno card says, draw 25 or do this. And it'd be like some random shit, like, I don't know if I can think of one right now.
But it's just like some random command you had to do in place of it, huh?
Like, for example, let's say it was Yu-Gi-Oh. It's like, don't say heart of the cards or draw 25. But then you see Yu-Gi with 25 cards because he wants
he has to say heart of the cards.
Yeah. So it's like a meme like that where like, you know, don't do this, but you know they're gonna do it, right?
And so they just
have all the cards in their hand. Yeah. So I was thinking of like putting us with the cards in our hand and it says start to show on time or draw 25.
We both got fucking 25. That'd be pretty good. I like that.
I was thinking of doing some shit like that, but I've been too lazy to open up Photoshop and find all that shit and do all that. But anyways, Unfocus podcast on Instagram. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to the podcast.
Subscribe to that too. Yeah, like it. Also say stuff about us.
And five-star reviews.
And if you have things that you want to say or things you want us to say, email us at unfocuspodcast@gmail.com. With that being said, we'll break into the most important part of the show.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah.
Also, before we start news, I was going to say, I was told by someone who actually listens to the show, they really appreciate the flow of the show. Like, it doesn't get boring and doesn't get stagnant because we throw a lot of mixed up stuff in there. And I was like, took us a long time to figure that shit out.
So for it being called Unfocused, and her theory was that it was going to be unfocused.
That was
it. It has some focus.
Yeah, it has a pretty fair amount of focus, I'd say.
Yeah.
You know? All right, shall I kick us off or you want to do it?
It's controlled focused. It's controlled unfocused.
Mm-hmm. Shall I kick us off or you want to?
You know what? I'll kick us off with just some, like, just quick little bits. For one, Xbox, Microsoft, the Xbox Series X, they announced some specs. Nothing unexpected, I would say, but 12 teraflops of whatever processing power. Teraflops is back as a buzzword. Just want to throw it out there. Also, one thing I thought was cool that they're finally doing now, and hopefully PlayStation does this as well, solid disk SSDs storage, which is awesome. So no more spinning disk in your hard drives. For everyone that does building computer stuff, if you're complaining about slow computers, it's not because of your system specs. It's more because of your hard drive. Spinning hard drives, they have to spin and find information. That's why your computer is slow to boot up sometimes. And that's why it can get slower over time, because just the more data you have in it, the more it needs to find shit. Yeah, whereas SSD, it just goes and finds it, and then you're booted up. So, hopefully the new generation, Microsoft said they're going to do this, so there's going to be some SSDs built into it, which is awesome. And then other just quick bit too, Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie, has grossed over $210 million, last I saw.
Jesus, dude.
I'm not sure that's correct or not, because I went to go look it up again to verify, and I was seeing different numbers, but then that might have been just opening weekend. But
after either way, it's kicking ass.
2 or 3 weeks or so, yeah, about $200 million, which sounds awesome, which means there should definitely be a sequel in the works now.
That's fucking cool. I want Knuckles. Anyway, so other news. A Missouri man.
Missouri?
Age 51. Yeah, there's a reason you don't hear much about Missouri.
Age 51.
There's a picture of this one, too.
I'm just kind of funny that you have a specific age there.
I think it's interesting. Missouri man, age 51, decided he was going to dress up as the Joker. Mm. And this motherfucker went on YouTube. Man. Yeah, I know, right? He already looks scary as fuck, like right away. And he went on YouTube and did a live stream. And this fucker said he was going to kill 5 people at random. And needless to say, the police were on it, bro. And fucking nailed this fucker. And, like, yeah, I guess he said he did it for attention. He dressed up as the Joker to get attention.
It worked.
I don't know why he did the threat thing. His name is Jeremy J. Gardner, which is funny because he sounds a lot like Jay Gardner, who is a asshole Green Lantern in the DC universe. So it's like, it's just funny that there's like almost a double reference there.
That's funny.
He didn't actually get away with any mass shooting or any mass damage, but he was, you know, trying to be the first Joker, the first real Joker. So
failed,
man.
Yeah,
it's not that easy to be the Joker.
Keep your day job.
Damn, it's hard to be a gangster. AJ,
that's interesting. Missouri of all places, huh?
Yeah, man. Well, they ain't got nothing else to do.
I know, that sucks. Other news. So, kind of an update to a story we had like about a month ago or so. Steven says he needs to start up in stand-up comedy first. True. Oh, yeah, that's another movie I saw. I saw Joker.
Oh!
Also because of Steven.
What'd you think?
It was, you know what? Not to compare this straight to this movie, but Mario Brothers. Mm. And Mario Brothers always called it a good movie if the Mario Brothers wasn't involved. Joker is still a good movie, but I think it could still be a good movie if there wasn't a Joker DC vibe in it, too.
You know what? You're right. I feel like it could stand alone without the DC vibe. You're right. That's true. But I think it's more iconic and hits home better that it is the Joker.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's not the origin story we all know Joker to have.
They fucked with
but it. But I think it's definitely like a cool origin story, and it makes sense for any Joker that we know.
I always
for sure.
I always like to say, imagine that movie as a parallel universe of the DC universe, where things are just slightly different.
Every movie is a parallel universe to the DC universe.
Oh, my God. Wow. Touche, AJ. You're right about that.
Cuckoo says Joker had a lot of Taxi Driver vibes. I've never seen Taxi Driver.
Oh, well, that makes sense that you said that, because Taxi Driver is directed by Martin Scorsese, who's the famous mafia director. And he was one of the guys that helped Joker get off the ground, despite the fact him talking shit about comic book movies.
I was about to say.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that helped the Joker movie get off the ground. So it kind of makes sense that there's some Taxi Driver vibes in it. Good catch, Cuckoos.
That's crazy.
But you liked it?
Yeah, I liked it for sure. It was good. Like everything about it, the whole twist in it too, like what was real type of thing going on too. Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
One thing, spoiler, not spoiler. I was kind of sad that Zazie Beetz didn't become Harley Quinn.
Right? I felt like that could have been a thing too. That's what I was thinking.
I feel like when they were writing it, at one point they were like, we could do it. And they're like, nah, we don't need to do that. You know what I mean? Like,
but you could. And yeah. People will be all right with it.
I feel like there was a conversation. I mean, I don't know, obviously, but I feel like there was a conversation at one point when they were writing this and they start writing her character and they're
if
like.
If they're smart enough, there would have been a conversation there. Mm-hmm. I think so. And that, or no, I was gonna say maybe one of the psychs I was talking to, maybe that, because that's kind of how it was written in, and whatchamacallit. Oh my god, what was that movie called? Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, so to reference a story recently that we had on the show about a Pokemon home glitch. So people were finding out that if you completed the national Dex, like had all the Pokemon and in your Pokemon home, you would get a special gift Pokemon. And people tried it, and then it didn't work. And some of the people tried it and moved stuff around, and then it didn't work. So people were like, is this real or not? Is it a glitch? Is it supposed to work? And Nintendo or whoever is in charge of Pokemon Home actually came out and said, yes, it is a glitch, and we're fixing it. So tomorrow, on Friday, which is March 6th tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There will be an update. So Pokemon Home is going to be down for like an hour or so, around 8:30 p.m. Pacific time, or no, sorry, Eastern time tomorrow, just to have an update for the servers or whatever. And then that glitch should be fixed. So if you do complete the National Dex, you would get Magearna as a gift for completing that task.
Okay.
So yeah, it's been fixed, and it was a thing.
All right, other things. Now, if you're playing Dungeons & Dragons, the Kool-Aid Man is a possible threat now.
What?
Apparently, Chris Locke, the creator of the popular Lasers and Licks, it's like a supplement to Dungeons & Dragons.
Okay.
They released a 5E monster stat block for the Kool-Aid Man. And he also has the ability to break through barriers and walls, right? Apparently, they're like, you wouldn't think he'd be the first choice, but when you think about the fact that he's a sentient pitcher filled with a sugar drink and has a tendency to break walls down, you're like, hey, he could be a DM. He could be a D&D monster.
Why
like,
not?
I kind of feel it. Like, you know, like imagine like you unleashed the Kool-Aid Man on some people and you're like, fuck, he broke through our walls. Like, now the armies are coming in, you know, or whatever. Like, you know, and they just disappear. Like, oh, yeah. You know, it just fades out after that, you know?
Oh, man.
Some like Attack on Titans, you know, like when the fool breaks through the wall. Damn. You see that scene, right? But it's the Kool-Aid Man, though.
Has someone done that yet?
Dude, has someone done that yet? Oh, my God. We'll check it out after the show.
We're talking about making our own memes, right?
Oh, so the Titan fucking up the wall, but sure there's the Kool-Aid Man there. Yeah. Like, just photoshop him in. Just show him with his hand on the wall. Don't even show it broken. Just show him. Like, he'd be like, oh,
with
fuck.
With the picture over the face. Yay.
That'd be so good. We'll talk after the show. Man. You heard it here first, guys.
You know what's funny, too, is that Diablo 3 had a Kool-Aid reference. There's a potion you can get, and it's called Kool-Aid. Kool spelled K-H-U-L. Aid.
Wow.
And if you read the description, it says, legend says this will help you break through walls or something like that.
No!
And then at the bottom it just says, oh yeah.
Wow, I love the reference. I love it.
So yeah, it's an actual like Easter egg, actual item that is an actual potion. It's just a normal potion, actually. But just the fact that it's actually a legendary potion, I think is what it was, which is funny.
And one last thing. The Kool-Aid Man has two forms. His whole form when he's in the picture and his ooze form when he's just sentient Kool-Aid.
So is the Kool-Aid Man the pitcher or the liquid?
So this kind of changes up what I told you originally.
Yeah, because that was my question I just asked you earlier.
I thought I had a solid answer. But apparently I'm wrong, AJ. Apparently, according to D&D, he is the liquid. Because he has a form where he's that, and he's kind of like more unbeatable like that. And I'm like, oh, shit. So you can't just crack the glass. It's not that simple, I guess.
Damn.
Yeah, he's a CR5 monster. The Kool-Aid Man is resistant to magical spells, deals double damage to buildings and structures, and deals out acid damage with his backsplash. whenever he's attacked.
Wow.
I feel like they kind of played with his mythology a little bit.
A little bit, I think so, yeah.
Just a little bit, you know?
But, that doesn't sound like any Kool-Aid I want to drink.
Nah, man, hell no.
Backsplash damage, you know?
But yeah, so, you know, if you're going to be playing that new version, Lasers and Licks, that new version of Dungeons and Dragons, there will be an official Kool-Aid man in that game, so keep your eyes open. Apparently the game's pretty popular. A lot of people that play Dungeons and Dragons also like that game, so...
Yeah, there's all types of versions you can make up too, so that's pretty cool that they kind of fit them into that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, other news?
Your turn.
I got more Pokemon news because last week was the 20th or 25th anniversary of Pokemon.
Okay.
Like, the original Red and Green came out in Japan, like, last week, like 24 years ago or something like that.
Damn, that long?
Yeah, man. So,
I'm getting too old for this shit.
All these things were happening last week. Also, that movie is on Netflix now, too.
Dude, I almost watched it last night just because I saw it was there. Did you watch it yet?
I haven't watched it yet, no. I
forgot. You want to watch it after the podcast?
I will watch it. You know what? Because I got to go pick up cars after this, so okay. I'll probably go watch it with her because we're talking about watching it. Actually, you know what we've been watching? We've been watching Adventure Time.
Yeah, you were telling me last week. Not last week, the week before.
No, I have. Okay. I already said that. Okay.
It's been pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's fun.
It's ridiculous, but it's fun. After you're done with Adventure Time, you should watch the regular show. Do you know about
regular
the
show? I've heard of the regular show.
Yeah, after you're done with Adventure Time, watch the regular show. I think you'll like it.
What is TLOU? So Steve's asking if we've seen HBO News.
Shut up, Steve. Okay. It's news. All right. Shut up, it's Steve.
Spoilers.
Jesus.
Anyways,
can we have a podcast? Go on.
Anyways, I was going to say, in regards to the movie and all that, I thought I had pictures here, but I don't. But remember in the movie in Mewtwo Strikes Back, you know, the whole thing with him is he has a bunch of clones.
Yeah.
And all his clones, especially his Charizard, Venusaur, Blastoise, had those, like, little stripes on them a little bit.
Yeah, they're, like, a little off.
Yeah. Just to kind of show you they were clones.
Yeah.
Well, those exact type of, you know, starters, you know, evolutionized, you know, with the stripies and all that, is going to be a Pokemon you can catch in Pokemon Go. So there's going to be special max raids where you can battle them and actually get these cloned Venusaur, Charizard, and Blastoise.
Mm.
Blastoise? Okay. Actually, they can be found in 4-star raids, which is not even... Oh, okay, because 5-star raids are armored Mewtwos. So
okay.
Armored Mewtwo was a thing that did release a while back, and I guess they put him in a back burner for a while, put it back in the show. But now he's back as a 5-star raid. And Pokemon Go also does a clone Pikachu as well.
Okay.
To get the clone Pikachu, he will appear. He will photobomb your Pokemon snaps, or your Pokemon Go pictures, while you're taking a picture of a clone Venusaur or a clone Charizard or a clone Blastoise, which is a mechanic they use to get a Smeargle. But that's cool. But yeah, so if anyone's still playing Pokemon Go and wants some cloned Pokemon, you should check that out. I might check that out. I kind of got back to Pokemon Go like one day a week. I'll open it.
Are you still playing? Okay.
I don't still play, but like if I'm bored enough and I'm somewhere like at a mall or something like that,
try it.
I'll go open it up.
You might find an Electabuzz. I feel you.
Maybe.
All right. Another piece of news. I'll just talk about it now since people are determined to ruin it for us. I was gonna try to say this for the end because it's so cool. But The Last of Us. Everyone knows that game, I'm sure. Even if you haven't played it, you've heard of it.
Yeah, the mushrooms.
The Last of Us has been greenlit by HBO.
Which is interesting.
As a TV show. So there will be a Last of Us TV show. It's going to be done by the guy who did Chernobyl, which is the TV show that came out on HBO last year about Russia fucking up the nuclear waste hazard and like damaging the planet. Really good fucking show. I watched it. I think I mentioned it on Unfocus. It was really fucking good. And that guy is going to be handling The Last of Us. He's also teaming up with a writer called Neil Druckmann. He wrote a movie or a show called Naughty Dog, which I don't know anything about that. Hmm. And the creator of Last of Us will be producing the series and writing it. So it's going to have some direct connections to the comic, to the game.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, that's really fucking happening. I think we've all expected The Last of Us to eventually get something, whether it be a movie or a show. But now it's really happening. HBO's working on it right now. I think it's really cool.
Well, Cuckoo says, so Showtime has Halo, Netflix has The Witcher, now HBO has The Last of Us.
I mean, I don't really think... I mean, hopefully Halo's good, but I don't really care. I don't think anyone's going to care about Halo. People like the game. Halo's one of those few things where I feel like people don't love the mythology. They love the game. Like, they love playing the Halo game. I don't really feel like Halo, like, quite expands across, like, beyond the video game. Maybe I'm wrong.
But there, there's been books.
Yeah, but they don't sell that well, so it's like...
I don't know, honestly. I'm not into that whole world, so I have no clue.
Yeah.
And then also, Steve says that the show Last of Us will work so much better as a series, which I think a lot of games might work better as a series.
Yeah, because it's just too much to condense into a movie. Like,
especially if you want to get all the lore in there and stuff like that. So
yeah, make the fans happy and shit.
Yeah, which is why I think, you know, they went good with The Witcher to do that, make it a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that will be happening. We don't have any release date because they've just announced it. So there's not even production started yet.
I'm wondering if that might be a mistake for HBO, because I feel like over the last, you know, maybe decade or so, zombies have really taken a dive on popularity things. And Last of Us has kind of that zombie vibe in it, too.
You want me to tell you why I think you might be wrong?
Okay, yes.
One word or two words. Coronavirus.
Oh shit. Oh man,
it's back in everyone's mind. Viruses, diseases. Last time we had an influx of zombie, because me and my girlfriend are talking about this today, because we love fucking horror movies, and you know there's trends in the influx of horror movies after a while. Sometimes there's ghost and supernatural fluxes, and you see a whole bunch of ghost movies come out, and then 5 or 6 years later there'll be a flux of monster movies, and a bunch of monster movies will come out. Right now it's zombie. I think zombies is the next thing. Because the last time the swine flu came out, all the zombie movies fucking came out.
Yeah, I feel like that's when Whatchamacallit was at its hype. What's the show with Norman Reedus and shit?
Yeah, Walking Dead,
Walking Dead, yeah.
Yeah, swine flu had just come out. Or just was just beaten, I guess. Or just like they figured it out, you know, like how to keep it under control.
Right.
And then fucking Walking Dead came out. And guess what got greenlit today or this week?
The swine flu.
World War Z2.
Oh. Whoa, what the fuck?
You see? There you go.
What?
I'm telling you, bro. I think that's what's going on here. They're just trying to capitalize on what's going on. We know there's Resident Evil shit coming out soon, right?
Cuckoo just said that, the remake for Resident Evil 3.
Yeah. Bam. Look, dude, you see?
People can stay indoors and avoid the coronavirus, he says.
You see? you see the connectivity here? Like, people are assholes. They take advantage of the situation. Yeah, right? So. You heard it here first, guys. I'm calling it right now. T's ahead of the game on this one. I'm telling you. Like, they're fucking with us.
Well, to kind of piggyback on that topic, then I'll skip ahead in my news. And something else, the coronavirus. Actually, coronavirus technically is not the correct term we should be using. What is it, COVID-19 or some shit like that?
That's the correct official name.
The official thing that is. This coronavirus is a whole spectacle of like different type of viruses.
Also, did you hear Corona beer stock took a 30% down?
Yeah, which I feel so bad for
that
the
sucks,
for the
dude.
Beer.
I almost want to buy some just for them, just because of that.
People are stupid.
Yeah, people are retarded, dude.
Anyways, I think last time we talked about how there has been a couple of tournaments that have been canceled as a result of that.
Yeah.
Because the Pro Tour was backing out at a couple of big events,
mm-hmm.
which means like just their Pro Tour points are not going to be part of some tournaments. Some of those tournaments are still happening, but some of them actually went ahead and just dropped out and stopped completely. Actually, I don't think we talked about this yet.
No,
maybe we haven't talked about this yet.
No.
Okay, no, I wrote about it. We haven't talked about it.
Oh, you know, because we didn't do a show last week.
That's right.
Go on.
But yeah, so Capcom tourney canceled qualifiers at NorCal Regionals and an event that's supposed to be happening in Brussels.
May I also make a point? I was supposed to go to NorCal. I had Saturday and Sunday off last week because I was supposed to go to NorCal for a horror film festival. And they announced that the state of emergency in San Francisco. And that's why I didn't go. That's why I was here all weekend last weekend. Because I was like, I'm not fucking going there for that shit. I'm not scared of the virus, but I'm not going to be the dumbass that goes during a state of emergency and gets quarantined either, you know? Anyway, go on. I'm sorry. I just want to tell that.
But yeah, so Capcom pulled out of NorCal Regional. NorCal Regional is still happening, but just the Pro Tour thing isn't happening, so there's not going to be a Capcom representative there and all that stuff. Also, the Brussels event, though, some tournament happening in Brussels, that one actually went ahead and just straight out canceled the whole tournament.
Oh, wow.
So no tournament at all in Brussels. People are kind of talking about other events because E3 is kind of talking about it. I think he has something on that, right?
Yes, sir. We'll link it after this. Go ahead.
And then what else? PAX East was a thing. Oh, yeah. Sony pulled out. That's what we talked about last time. Sony pulled out of PAX East. PAX East still happened. Nothing really bad there, but they did lose a lot of merchandise that was supposed to come in, shipped overseas and all that. That didn't happen because of the whole fucking virus. And people are kind of concerned that is Evil going to cancel? Any other like big tournaments that you know gamers have planned and all that?
It's funny that you said that because me and we were going to Wednesday Night Fights. Me, Steve, Drew, and Kay were all talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, you know what? Evo put out a specific statement saying they are not planning on letting that shit stop Evo.
Yeah. A lot of companies have said something like that. Like, we're not going to cancel it, but we're monitoring the situation.
Disney World said
that. Just to be sure.
Disney World said that, too.
Yeah.
Disney World's like, they know the first person that died from coronavirus. Or I guess they have finally 4 people infected in Florida for the coronavirus. And Disney World said, we're not shutting down, but we're very carefully monitoring the situation.
Yeah.
And so that, just like you said, they're like kind of on the same
vibe.
Yeah,
that's everyone's vibe right now. It's like, they're monitoring the situations, but no plans to cancel yet.
Everybody calm down.
That's what everyone's doing right now.
Right.
I keep going back to that. You keep saying.
Well, yeah. Well, I might as well talk about it now. Let's just link the story in.
Because it's not my story, but like, I know it's a thing.
We'll link it together. Link it together. Want to take a break after that?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So this is the comment made by E3, which has people speculating what AJ's talking about, that maybe they'll cancel E3 or postpone it. Probably cancel. But we don't know for sure. But here's a statement made. The health and safety of our attendees, exhibitors, partners, and staff is our top priority, reads the statement. While the ESA continues to plan for a sale and successful E3 show June 9th through 11th, 2020, we are monitoring and evaluating the situation daily. So, I mean, I would
so
just...
So they're on the fence, too.
Yeah. Basically, they're on the fence. We have nothing solid.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny in the same vein? Marvel said they will not be fucking postponing the release of Black Widow.
Okay.
Marvel went out of their way to say that's not happening. It's coming out.
Speaking of movies, though, Steven's in chat just says right now that 007 has moved from the end of March to November.
It is. It's true. Also, Mulan will be delaying its China release as well.
Interesting. Because no one's going to be able to see it over there.
Yeah, the mouse wants his cheese, but if there's no cheese to get, why set the trap? You know?
Oh, man. Is that a Disney reference? Right?
It was. It was a double Disney reference. Anyway, that being said, yeah, just, you know, a lot of events could be canceled. Be careful buying tickets for things right now in this season. Gamers are generally...
funny, I'm coughing as we talk about this.
I know, right? You motherfucker, you better not give it to me.
I think it's allergies, because I've been, like, eyes itching. And like, it's fucking allergies. This is what I feel like when I have allergies. Anyways.
If you give it to me, I'm going to wait till you get better. I'm going to give it back to you.
You can't get allergies from someone else.
Now I'm talking about Corona.
I'll give you a Corona.
Deal. Where it at? Nah. Nah, but yeah, so just keep your eyes open. Be careful about buying tickets for things and events right now. Evo, I guess, is okay because they said they're not going to stop doing it. Gamers are also notorious for not taking care of themselves, so I don't think Evo is going to be affected by this.
Wash your hands.
Yes, wash your hands. You cannot get it from breathing the air. You can only get it from touching things and touching your fucking face.
Yes.
So do not wash your hands.
Do not wash your hands.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
You heard it here first.
Did I say it right?
I'm very sure you did.
All right.
Whether you did or not, it's okay.
All right. And by the way, hand sanitizer does not kill viruses. Music of the week.
Music power.
Yes, Dip, it can include fucking. That's bodily fluids being exchanged. This is Music of the Week. Part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
Yes, sir.
That's bullshit.
It's true. It doesn't kill it. My song is going to be called Pelican's Wee by Cosmo Sheldrake. I love this fucking song. That is all. AJ?
My track is a track, again, that I've heard once and I noted it down. And I'm going to hear it for the second time ever on this show. My track is by Dabin, and the song's called Holding On. What type of song is it? I'm not sure right now. We'll find out moments.
What's our plug?
Oh, it's a good question. It's probably behind all these other plugs.
We'll be back after these unfocused music messages.
We'll start off with my track first, and then we'll get the T's track.
All right.
All right, we'll do that. Oh, my bad, wrong.
Sides of this, trying to line up, just can't find the missing pieces and the glue that we would need to intertwine again. So goodbye again to the one that I relied on most. In the moment, wish I tried when you were leaving. Hate that I gave no reason. We should. should fight for this. Now there's an empty space on your side of the bed. I filled it with strangers. Since you left, I've been running in my sleep just to find you in my arms. I keep on holding on.
And check it out, because we don't have a green screen, we can't be showing in front of this. When I turn the camera back on, it's just gone.
Shit.
So something we may need to think about next time. But anyways, our track, my track was the first one we played, which was Dabin, D-A-B-I-N, with Holding On, featuring Lowell, I believe.
Holding On, all right. And mine was by Cosmo Sheldrake, and the song was called Pelican Wee.
Well, I'm going to add this to our playlist right now.
Oh, shit. Instant.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Wait, what was yours called again? It was
Pelican Wee by Cosmo Sheldrake.
Right here. I found it right here.
Boom.
All right. So that's on our playlist now. Bam. Added. What is this? Update available. Restart now. Ha. All right. T's gone. I don't know where he went. I was going to say something. Anyways, we're going to go back into the news.
Okay.
This is the news.
The long paper.
The news.
Yeah.
The news.
What?
Let's get all right, we're back.
So, want me to kick it off?
Yeah, please do.
So, in addition to, I wonder if that's over now, actually. Huh, I don't know if it's over. Because I was going to say, because this is, again, something from last week I was going to talk about. But because it was the 24th, it is 24th anniversary of Pokemon, Red and Green and all that last week, it was Pokemon Day. Actually, last Thursday was Pokemon Day, I believe.
Wow, really? Fucking missed Pokemon Day?
Yeah, I think it was on Thursday.
Oh, I'm so mad at myself. We fucking missed Pokemon Day, bro.
But to kind of celebrate, not only did we get those Pokemons, the clone that I was talking about earlier in Pokemon Go, but we also have the Twitch Marathon back with Pokemon, too. I'm not sure if they're still doing it now, though, but definitely that the first few days they were doing it. And also, to celebrate as well, remember a couple of weeks ago we also voted on some Pokemons?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the results are in. And so Google was doing this, you know, vote for Pokemon of the Year type of thing going on and all that. And so we have the results. Number 5 overall was Umbreon. Number 4 overall was Charizard. Number 3 overall was Mimikyu.
What?
Number 2 overall was Lucario. Number 1 overall, who's that Pokemon?
Wow, it's the fucking frog?
Greninja.
He's number 1?
He was the number 1 voted Pokemon over all regions. You can get into region specifics too.
Hey, but low-key, honestly, he's one of the most creative modern Pokemon we've seen that I actually like.
You know what I feel like, too? I think the reason why he was also number one, because when he was in the anime, he had this weird ability with Ash, where we got Ash's Greninja, where his form almost took on a similar shape and look to Ash, to his trainer.
Also, don't forget his strong appearance in the movie. I'm sure that pushed him over the edge.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was in the movie, too, the Detective Pikachu movie.
Pretty
that's right.
Prominently. Like, there was a core of Greninjas, remember?
Yeah. Number 6 overall, Sylveon.
Honorable mentions are Rayquaza, Sylveon, Garchomp, Rayquaza.
Gengar 10.
Gardevoir, Gengar.
Dragapult here. This is one of my new favorite Pokemon right now. This is from Sword and Shield.
Dude, that's a cool-ass looking Pokemon.
He's a ghost dragon.
Yo, a ghost dragon.
Yeah, we had a ghost dragon before, but it was a legendary. It was non-legendary.
He's regular.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. And dude, this bitch was hard to find. So his lower, this is a third, evolution form. His base form was like a 1% chance in a certain grassy area during certain weather. And so I was there fucking forever just looking around. And finally, after an hour of looking around, I finally found one and I caught it. And then the next day, I just happened to be in the same spot, just playing around. I found two of them, evolved versions, like the second stage versions. This is like nothing. I was like, what the fuck? I was here all last night. Right now, I turned the game on. It was like two just wandering around right here. Man. Anyways, Tyranitar 12. How far do you go? Bulbasaur 13. Hey. All right. Where's the... And then Lugia 15. Pikachu 19. Eevee 20. Fuck, how far does this list go down? Shit. When does it stop? Okay, last one. 30th is Snom, which is interesting because I just caught one of these and I want to evolve it because it's a ice bug type. Anyways, that was Google's Pokemon of the Year type of thing going on. Pretty cool, pretty interesting. You can go to Pokemon2020.pokemon.com to check out all the results. There's region specifics too, so if you want to see your favorite region, see what was top 10 there, you can go and do that.
All right, so speaking of anniversaries, tacking on to what AJ said, there is an anniversary that happened this week that a lot of us didn't know about, and it's something that we've said on InFocus is one of the greatest consoles of all time. PlayStation 2's anniversary was March 4th, the 20-year anniversary.
Just yesterday. Yeah, that's right.
20-year anniversary, so we just wanted to honor it a little bit and talk about it. I've said before, I think the best two systems ever made of all time, even to this day, the newest ones, Super NES, PlayStation 2. Like, I don't think there's anything that fucks with those two systems. Like, they just had so many fucking games, and the graphics were so revolutionary for the time. Like,
yeah.
I love those two systems. And PS2, this is their 20-year anniversary. Some kind of honorable mentions to think about.
Tekken Tag.
Tekken Tag for sure. The first tag team fighting game. Is that the first tag team fighting?
Yeah, it is. Tekken goes, yes.
It predates Marvel vs. Capcom, right?
No, I don't think so. Marvel vs. Capcom is older
than Tekken?
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah.
Oh, no, you're right, because there's Marvel vs. Street Fighter 2, and that's older. Yeah. Anyway, but PlayStation 2 was the first system to incorporate regular everyday media into their system. You could play DVDs on PS2. It's one of the only systems you could do that with.
And that's probably why it sold so well, too, because I was like a cheap DVD player at the time.
They were smart to take advantage of the market at the time.
I was so hyped to get one just so I can start buying DVDs.
Yeah, same here. I was like, once I got one, I knew I was in the DVD game. Yeah. I was like, fuck yeah, this is cool.
Yep.
Also, it spawned some of the most classic games ever made. For example, Grand Theft Auto 3, which was a change from 2D to 3D. Final Fantasy X, which changed up the whole system of Final Fantasy. Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty. And Kingdom Hearts, which showed us you can blend two different fucking, two totally different franchises together into one game and it'll work. I think we got that even before Puyo Pop Tetris, right?
Yeah, for sure, because Puyo Pop is new.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts was the fucking spearhead of taking two things that are totally unrelated and just fucking ramming them together and seeing how it works.
I don't know, what about Marvel vs. Capcom?
All right.
Come on, that argument again.
Touche. Back again. Yeah, that's older. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Back to that. Well, anyway.
Steven says he liked to mention that the anniversary is in Japan, and the U.S.'s anniversary will be October 26th.
Oh, good to know. Yeah, so it's Japan's anniversary.
Same thing.
Which is the true anniversary.
Same thing with the Pokemon, too. Pokemon Red and Green was 24 years ago. And
Red and
early
Blue's
February.
Like 20 years
Red
ago.
And Blue was like maybe a year afterwards or maybe 10 months afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, same thing there. But yeah, I remember like one of my like earliest memories of the PS2 as well. Because like back in the day, hanging out with Nick back in the day, we were just always playing Tekken. It was always Tekken 3, yeah. Tekken 3 every day. And we heard Tekken Tag had came out. And we're like just kind of waiting to get it. Steve was going to get it first. And I remember he invited me over and they're like, yo, Anthony, just come over. Let's play some like Tekken and stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'm down. I'll be there. And I walk in his room and he's like, check this out. And he fucking turned on the TV. It's fucking right away. Just the Tekken Tag logo came up and the fucking opening trailer and all that. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He's like, check this out, man. And we're just like just watching that opening trailer like, wow, this looks amazing.
Dude, if I remember correctly, that's how we became friends because you guys taught me Tekken Tag.
Probably
Tekken 3. Either Tekken 3 or Tekken Tag, one of the two.
Yeah.
But yeah, damn, that's crazy, man. It goes pretty far back. Yeah, man. It was the first system to be reverse compatible. That was never the case before PlayStation 2.
This is true. I cannot think of a system that did it first.
I mean, there might be Sega Saturn.
I'm not sure because Saturn was disc, so you could
play
possibly.
Both.
But did they do that though?
I
don't
sure.
Know, bro. Like, was the Dreamcast able to play Saturn or Sega CD shit?
No, I don't think it was. No.
So that might have been the first one. Yeah.
First reverse compatibility.
When the Game Boy Advance come out? Because Game Boy Advance could play Game Boy games.
Ah, you're right. Game Boy Advance could play Game Boy games. That's the first reverse compatible system.
But when did it come out though? In comparison to PS2.
Let me see.
Damn. Steven also says that he bought Tekken before he even bought a PlayStation 2.
Damn.
I did that for something. What did I do that for?
Dude, was it Wii or was it PlayStation 3? It was one of those systems. You did have a game before you had the system.
Yeah.
I remember we were all like, oh, shit, whenever we get it, we got this game waiting for us.
Yeah, I remember what
we were
I did
joking
that for.
About. Was it Smash Brothers?
It might have been.
Oh, yeah, I think it was Smash Bros. Because I remember when we had...
Was it Wii U?
No, because no, Smash Bros. Wasn't out when the Wii came out. So that's not... No, that wasn't the
No,
one.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, but I remember I did that for something. Was it the Switch? Did I buy Splatoon before I bought the Switch?
I don't know.
I did that for something.
Yeah, it definitely happened.
It happened.
I remember that being a thing.
Yeah.
No, PlayStation 2's first.
Damn.
Game Boy Advance came out in 2001. PlayStation 2 came out in 2002. Even.
All right.
So, yeah. PlayStation is the first system to be reverse compatible.
That's crazy.
Surprise, motherfucker. Anyway.
PS2, good times. I still have mine. Mine's still working right over there right now, actually.
If you guys look at our nerd rack, we actually have a huge shelf full of fucking PlayStation 2 games. We have more games of PlayStation 2 than any other system.
Yeah, because those are all good games I actually don't want to give up. They're mostly Tekken.
And we've tried. We've sold a lot of games.
I've definitely
like,
sold a lot
We've
of games.
Gone through the whole fucking library we have a bunch of times to sell shit off, and like we just can't get rid of the games we have right
I'm
there.
Pretty sure there's a game in there that I've sold once and bought it again just because I wanted it.
You're like, damn, I should have sold it, right?
Yeah.
It happens. But yeah, you guys honor PlayStation.
Do it.
All right, AJ, got some news
for us? I have a button that says that.
Do it.
Yeah, more news. So more anniversary. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow, more?
No. Wait, actually, what is this saying? Oh, okay. Actually, in celebration of more Pokemon fucking celebration news from last week.
Do it.
So Nintendo told us they gave us a new Pokemon coming out pretty soon. It didn't come out the day of, but they just announced this motherfucker right here, this ugly-looking monkey dude here. He's a new mythical Pokemon, so on par with, like,
that's the
a
fucker,
Mew or a Celebi.
That's the type of fucker that nightmares are made out of. That's a legendary? Like a mythical?
It's a mythical, yeah.
Why does he look so threatening? They're always chill and so, like, fun-looking.
Right?
He looks scary as shit.
What's his type? I want to say it's grass.
Dark? Grass dark?
Dark grass, yeah.
He looks like a dark grass.
Yeah.
I see it.
So he's a dark grass type. His name is Zardu? Or Zarud. Okay, the word rude's in there, and I can see that there.
So he is an asshole.
Yeah, so he is.
Okay.
Zarud is a dark grass type.
Jesus, he's 5'11 feet?
Yeah, man.
He's 5'11?
He's your height, man, yeah.
Bro, he's taller than me.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
So we'll get more news about when he's going to be released and all that, but that was an announcement they had for Sword and Shield. I'm guessing maybe with that new expansion, this will come out with it too.
Yeah, he's kind of terrifying, bro. I'm not going to lie. I don't really like him too much.
Well, T, he likes you.
Fuck that.
And he's going to make you his friend.
I hope not. I don't want to be made anything by that fucker. So check this out.
All right.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago, but now it's official. Ultraman is making his debut in the Marvel comic universe.
Oh, yeah.
Ultraman will be showing up. There's the cover has already been released. You guys can look it up.
Google it.
They're going to keep the feels of the Japanese genre, but they're still going to like Americanize it, of course. You know, you got to fit into the Marvel universe. It's going to be called Rise of Ultraman. It'll be co-written by Kyle Higgins, who does the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which you like.
Cool.
Matt Groom, who did the comic called Self-Made. I don't know what that is. Oh, shit. And the art will be by Francisco Mana, who does The Avengers. He's really good.
Oh, wow.
The comic appears to be a full reboot of the Ultraman series. So it's going to start over from the beginning. It's going to be introducing him to a Western reader. We don't know if it takes place in Japan or America yet, but I'm assuming it's going to be Japan. I feel like this will eventually be included in the multiverse of Marvel.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be part of the Marvel Universe now in some way, maybe?
They haven't confirmed it. It is under Marvel's label, so that kind of makes me feel like it is going to be in the Marvel Universe at some point.
Interesting.
It could be like the whole Star Wars thing when Star Wars and Marvel first got in and they like started making hints that, oh, maybe Marvel and Star Wars will cross over, and fucking they got the huge fan backlash and they were like, okay, no, sorry. That could happen again. But right now there's no talk of it. But I'm assuming that it's probably in the same multiverse.
I wish we had that backlash when Star Wars crossed with Soul Calibur.
Oh, I know, bro. I wish everyone would have fought it. That would have been so cool. Oh, everyone was so mad when they even mentioned Avengers meeting Star Wars. Everyone was like, shut the fuck up. Like, do not talk about that idea.
No.
Yeah, like so. But yeah, Ultraman's now part of the Marvel comic book universe. I don't know how far that extends into the canon. I have not read the book because it's not out yet. But yeah, we'll know soon.
All right. Another thing we'll know soon. Like the release date of your friend Zardu or Zarud.
Fucker rude.
All right. So in crossover news, here's a game T that we might maybe should check out, but I don't know how you feel about it and
hit
all
me
that.
With
you
it.
Know. I'm trying to open this link. So there's this game called Brawlhalla, and it's like Smash.
Lara Croft?
But yeah, that's the news, actually, is that Lara Croft now is crossing over into this Brawlhalla game.
Whoa!
And Brawlhalla is like Smash. It's like a platforming fighter game.
With a lot of different people from different shit?
No, they have their own unique characters. However...
They got a license to Lara, though.
Yeah, but they do have a license to Lara Croft from Tomb Raider.
Ooh, I also, like the art. The art's fucking cool.
And then previously, they've...
Oh, and Survivor Lara Croft, too?
Yeah, which is like the newer Lara Croft.
Yeah, that's the modern one, yeah. I could tell because of the bow and arrow.
Right, which looks pretty dope, and like her art style for the game looks awesome. I'm digging it.
We should try this game out. It looks fun.
It's free.
What?
However, if you want like characters like Lara Croft, you gotta buy them. Yeah, so like one of those type of games.
We should test it out and see if we like it.
Yeah, actually, I have it on my Switch. Well, I've been meaning to try it out. I downloaded
everything.
Have
it already?
I already have it. I just never actually went around to open it. Also, like other characters that have existed in this universe so far that they like are crossovers, WWE superstars, Rayman, Shovel Knight, Steven Universe, Adventure Time, and Hellboy.
Shut up.
Those are all characters that have been featured in this game so far.
Tell me no more. We gotta play it.
You wanna try it out?
And then if we like it, we'll buy the real one and play all the fucking cool characters too.
Is that Steven? We might have a new game to try out.
Yeah, bro. If it's an Evo, a side tournament.
Right? I don't doubt that would be a side tournament thing
probably
for sure.
Would. Yeah. It probably would be.
I don't doubt that it's been already.
It feels like one of those things that like somebody would pick up and be like, dude, people aren't paying attention to this.
Yeah, because Brawlhalla is a game that I've heard of a lot. I've just never actually dug into it. But yeah, Lara Croft looks dope in it.
How much news you got left?
Like two more.
Okay, so let me do two in a row and then you can go, right?
I actually got one more. Oh, no, I got two more, yeah.
All right, let me do two in a row and then you can go. So, I think we mentioned last year that there's going to be a whole flurry of Roald Dahl-y specials on Netflix, like things based on Roald Dahl-y's art, his books. And for those that don't know who that is, that's the guy who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh.
And there's supposed to be TV shows on Netflix about his shit, and it got licensed to them. But we didn't know anything else about it besides that. But today it was announced Taika Waititi will be making 2 Charlie and the Chocolate Factory TV shows for Netflix. And he'll be doing this deal that they were talking about. He'll be making 2. One will be called Straight Up Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The other will be called The Lives of Oompa Loompas.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's just getting real. And, you know, the one thing I'm interested in, Dora, and the whole thing, I want to know about the Wang Doodles.
Who?
The Wang Doodles, bro.
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm sorry.
They were giants that could eat the Oompa Loompas 10 at a time.
Damn.
He talked about, and Gene, the guy in the first.
Simmons?
No. But the dude from the first
Wilder?
Wilder, yes. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, I knew something.
Gene Wilder, yeah, good shit, agent. Gene Wilder.
Steven in the chat has typed it into.
He talked about this in the first Willy Wonka movie. He's like, yeah, there were these things called you know, like Wang Doodles, and they would fucking pick the Oompa Loompas up and eat them 10 at a time in their hands. And that's something that never got talked about. I mean, it got talked about again in the Johnny Depp one, but they didn't show it. And I'm like,
so something that's been mentioned.
Yeah, it's been mentioned.
So this is fact.
And it's been, yeah, it's in the book. It's in the movie.
Yeah.
It's been mentioned. This is happening. I hope they do it in the show. It'd be real cool. Like, to put a little weird, scary feel into this thing, too, you know? Like,
yeah.
Because the comics and the movie are, I'm sorry, the book and the movie are both a little scary as well as funny and whimsical. You know, like, they're a little creepy sometimes. Like,
I don't know. I mean, even the 2 movies, that were kind of creepy sometimes,
that's
too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the movies and the books. Yeah, they both got scary moments where you're kind of like, what the fuck? So that'd be really cool to see that. But yeah, our guy Taika Waititi, creator of Thor Ragnarok and famously one of my favorites, What We Do in the Shadows, he'll be doing Charlie and the Chocolate Factory as well as an Oompa Loompa TV show.
That's nice.
Yeah, right?
AJ? You know, I wish you already prepared me for this so I could have brought up the buckwheats, you know, the Oompa Loompa, you know, remix.
I should have told you in advance.
Anyways.
Shelly Bubba, every color.
All right, so another news, and another crossover news, actually. Levi's. You know I'm wearing Levi's. Actually, I do wear Levi's.
Oh, wait, I said 2 things in a row, because you only have 2 things left.
Oh, well, you fucked up.
Okay, go on, you're getting it.
But Levi's is crossing over with Nintendo.
What?
I know, right? That sounds
Levi's
dope.
Is doing a collab with Nintendo?
Yeah, no word yet on like what we're getting, though.
Dude, Levi's is doing a collab with Nintendo?
Yeah, so coming soon, Levi's plus... Oh, there's a fucking animation.
There's a video?
Oh, shit. Little teaser. That's all it is.
That's enough for me.
That's enough for me, too, yeah.
Dude.
Mario overhauls, Steven. I know.
Oh, I know. See, I was thinking about jeans, kind of like those what's that one with the fucking Ed something? With the tigers all over Ed, whatever. Oh God, the arts.
Calvin
that,
and Hobbes.
No, that clothing brand where they have a whole bunch of like crazy tigers and shit on it. Anyway, I was thinking jeans like with that style with random Mario art coming up the jeans and shit. But overalls,
Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy, thank you, God.
I don't know this.
Thank you. Yes, you do. If you saw, you'd be like, oh, these motherfuckers.
I see.
I'm thinking more like Ed Hardy with fucking Mario kind of shit. That'd be kind of cool. But like with art coming up the jeans, overalls is fucking cool.
That would be cool. I'm kind of wondering, like, what type of things they'll do, like...
Yeah, that's Ed Hardy right there, like, that style. Imagine that with, like, Mario art instead. Like, I feel like that would be really fucking cool.
Huh. I'm not... I've seen this style, but I never knew that was, this, like, there was a thing to
it's
it.
It's a thing.
All right, that looks cool. Yeah. But, like, what is... I mean, Levi is for sure jeans. Dude, fucking the 49ers play at Levi Stadium, because Levi's actually put money and made that stadium.
Wow. There might be a promotion there. You never know. Might be a promotion there, bro.
Oh, man. But yeah, Donkey Kong ties. Do they make ties? I don't know if Levi makes ties.
They might have to now.
Yeah, right?
I don't think they do. Actually, I think they do.
Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what would they actually do? But, like, honestly, cannot...
They make shirts, too, so...
Do they?
Don't they?
I have no clue what Levi actually makes.
Yeah,
they make a lot of clothing accessories. Okay.
There you go, ties.
All right, we got ties, belts. Okay, I can see a belt.
Cufflinks, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like maybe a jean jacket?
Imagine a little ghost cufflinks on your fucking shit.
Oh, shit, like booze?
Fucking sick. Or a star, you know?
Like, or cool. Fucking just a green pipe.
Or fucking even something like that would be fucking cool, you know? All right.
But look out for that. I don't know when. They're just announcing we're doing a crossover. So what that's going to, like, when? I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know.
All right, so other news. I got a picture for this one, too. For those that have been following... The Power Rangers comics, which apparently is pretty popular now, so that could be part of you guys. Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles have crossed again. So we talked about a couple of weeks ago that Shredder got the green power coin.
Yeah.
And Shredder became the Green Ranger. Shit just got taken to a whole nother level now. I could not find a picture of it because I wanted to post it. All I can find is the bait picture they put out for the comic before it came out. But they have a bait picture where it shows the Power Rangers and the Ninja Turtles all together and Shredder's coming down on them with the Foot Clan, right?
Oh, man.
And they're all, like, defending together, right? That wasn't the comic cover. When the comic cover came out, it was the Ninja Rangers.
Oh, shit.
The Pink Ranger. And then the Ninja Turtles transformed as Power Rangers.
Oh, shit.
Fighting Shredder as the Green Ranger. So they lied to us and showed us this fake art. And then when it fucking came out, it was the exact same art, same style. All the costumes were changed.
That's crazy.
And I was like, yo, this is fucking lit. And so all the Ninja Turtles, except for obviously the Pink Ranger's Power Coin. So Kimberly was still there.
Yeah.
She was the only one of the regular Rangers that was there with them. Teaching them how to morph. And so the other four all grabbed morphers and became fucking Ninja Power Ranger Turtles. And they teamed up with the Pink Ranger. And all the regular Power Rangers that were left over that didn't have coins were Ninja Rangers. You know, with the fucking robes on
yeah,
and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were all fighting Shredder.
Like from the movie.
Yeah, exactly. And they were all fighting Shredder in the Foot. And I was like, this looks fucking lit. This isn't it. I'll show you
after. I'm just clicking through all these, see if anything comes up.
Yeah, I thought that picture of the live action one was fun to show. But yeah, I was like, dude, that shit tripped me out. I was like, yo, I should have seen it coming. We knew Shredder was the Green Ranger. I knew that. Why did I not expect them to become Power Rangers?
Yeah.
I should have seen it coming. And I was like, they look cool, too. They actually look really cool as Power Rangers. And
yeah,
like,
I got to go find that then. Check that out.
Yeah. Hey, Michelangelo's the Yellow Ranger. Leonardo's obviously the Blue Ranger. Raphael's the Red Ranger. And the Donatello's the Black Ranger.
Okay.
And then, obviously, Kimberly's the Pink Ranger. And the five of them, like, they show all the morph. They all do their thing, and fucking, she's their pterodactyl, too, you know? And the rest of them do their thing, and then they're all fucking, they do their pose and everything.
Like, Leonardo, Raphael, Michelangelo, pterodactyl,
Donatello. Apparently, a lot of, it was a big, as this was being set up in the comics, a lot of people were hoping that Venus was going to show up and take the Pink Ranger.
Do that.
They didn't do it.
Good. I'm good.
But I guess apparently there was a big fan theory that in the last moment, Venus was going to show up and get the Pink Morpher. You know?
I wonder if Krings are involved.
I don't know.
Fucking like plotting shit with like Rita or some shit. That'd be dope.
I really don't know. You could be right about that.
IDW, boom. Talk to me.
But yeah, keep your eyes open for the crossover with Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I gotta go pick up my next Sonic comic. I'm pretty sure I'm behind on that. But that sounds... I think I'll go look for that next time I'm over there.
Okay.
Picking up my shit. All right, my last piece of news. I always like to say these weird ones for last. A picture, a image you see on the internet, T, and it's animated, it's moving. What do you call those?
GIFs.
Exactly, right? That's what we've known for years, for decades.
Are they changing it?
No, not that they changed it, but there's been argument for the last couple of years because the original like creator of those animated images had came out recently, a couple of years ago, and said it's not pronounced GIF. It's pronounced GIF with a hard G, not a soft G, a hard G, GIF, like the peanut butter.
Why?
Exactly. So there's been this, the debate for years now. Like people are like, it's GIF. No, it's GIF. But the creator says it's GIF. Like, fuck that. We've been saying GIF for years.
Man, he just fucked my whole shit up right now. He says officially it's GIF?
That's what he said, right?
Fuck him.
And then on top of that, to kind of fucking mess with us even more, the peanut butter company, GIF, has now put on their labels GIF. Or, as it's supposedly... actually pronounce GIF.
Wow. Motherfuckers
so this is a thing you're going to be seeing in the stores pretty soon is GIF, the peanut butter, with the words or letters GIF, so you know that's
not really,
called
not
GIF.
Not really, right? Are they really going to
no,
do this?
No, this is a real
They're
real
really going to do this?
Yeah. It's a limited edition jar of GIF.
Oh, it's I like this limited edition.
Yeah,
that's
limited edition.
Funny.
It's supposedly supposed to settle the debate. When this is coming out, I'm not exactly sure. but yeah, this is a thing that's going to happen.
That's funny.
All right. And GIF, the word, those letters actually stands for graphical interchange format, which, you know, graphic.
Dude, you beat me to it, AJ. I was going to say graphical.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
I know.
I think he just wanted attention.
I don't know what it is. But yeah, so what is this gonna change it or not? Maybe they should take this to like, you know, court or something and vote on it. I don't know, but look out for that in your local supermarket. You're looking for peanut butter. I don't like peanut butter, so I don't care.
All right, I got two last pieces of news. One, Jonathan Hickman, the guy who I was telling you about, who I've been reading this Avengers story about, I've been reading the X-Men stories that I've been keeping you guys updated about for the past few months. He just announced there's going to be a new X-Men story coming out that's going to be big across the whole Marvel Universe called X of Swords. And it's pronounced Ten of Swords, but, you know, he likes to use X because of X-Men and shit, right?
Yes.
And there's a cover of it. There's a picture for it, too. Oh. It has a picture of all of the X-Men, including Professor X, all holding fucking samurai swords. Or, I'm sorry, not samurai swords. All different kinds of swords.
Yeah, just swords.
And I don't get it. I'm like, it's kind of weird. And I'm like, why would the X-Men all have swords all of a sudden? Obviously, more things are going to happen in the story that I'm reading that haven't happened yet to probably lead us to this.
I like how Cyclops has like a lightsaber, though.
Yeah, I know. He's got like an energy sword. I noticed that, too. That's pretty cool. But yeah, so it's just really fucking weird, but I'm cool with it. But let me tell you this. One thing I noticed, so after kind of researching this and like poking around, because I was like, what the fuck? Why would he do this? Like Ten of Swords, like what? Where does this come from, right?
Yeah.
I started poking around and realizing the term Ten of Swords comes from a tarot card. And something, it's like, you know how they have the tarot cards, like the doomed person and all that shit. One thing is Ten of Swords, and it's a person laying dead with ten swords in their back. It's about the betrayed. And I'm like, does that mean the mutants are about to get fucked over?
Damn.
Like, betrayed hard somehow?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I did
a little research, man. Yeah. I did a little research this time, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, maybe this means that. And then something else that confirmed it for me, I was rereading Powers of Ten, which is actually pronounced Powers of X.
Yeah.
Pronounced Powers of Ten. Direct connection to Swords of X. Swords of Ten, right?
Yeah. X of Swords.
There's
ten
a thing swords. When it starts off. About tarot cards.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Three different characters being three different archetypes of a person, of a hero. And I was like, oh, shit. So I'm going to call it now. You guys heard it here first. If you're into these comics, I'm saying the tarot card mythology is going to have a lot to do with what's going on right here in the X-Men shit. They've talked about it before. That's a real tarot card, the Ten of Swords. And like,
and this image was just a kind of a play on it. I'm guessing this is just some nice art to go with it.
Yeah, some fun art to like.
Nothing
show
really is gonna happen with swords, probably.
Probably not. Maybe not. It could just be for fun. We like it sounds very Marvel. They've done shit like that before in the past. But anyway, that's something I just wanted to bring it up. I thought it was very interesting. And
Cuckoo said they did the tarot motif with their magical characters a few years ago.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about that. Okay. Wow. Maybe I should go back in that. Jonathan Hickman.
You got to learn your tarot card stuff, too.
Dude, Jonathan Hickman loves to reference old shit from whatever he's writing. So you could be onto something there, Cuckoos. Thank you for telling me that. That's pretty cool. Last piece of news for me. There's a picture for this, too. DC had released this week a picture of the new Batmobile.
Damn.
So... first picture to me, like, there's three pictures. First picture looks kind of lame to me. I'm like, it looks like a regular fucking Charger.
It looks like a Mustang.
Or maybe a Mustang. Yeah, I could see that.
Because the way the lights kind of droop at the side.
Yeah, you're right. Mustang. So I'm
looks
guessing.
Like a Charger? You
I'm
think
guessing,
it's a Charger?
I feel like it looks a little. No, not. It doesn't look like a Charger, but I feel like there's parts of a Charger that are in there. Which is leading.
What makes it look like a Charger, though, is the way the hips kind of are out more.
Is that what it is?
That's more Charger-like for sure. But just those front lights like look like Mustang to me, though.
Well, that brings me up to my next opinion. What if Batman souped up and made himself a car out of all the dope-ass shit he could find and then spray-painted it black?
Maybe.
I mean,
so this is the this is
the Batmobile.
This is the new Batman, the Twilight Batman, right?
Yeah, exactly. Patterson. I like the second picture because picture looks go back to where we're at. The second picture down here because it looks more bat-like to me.
So also the back here, these lights, if you put them the other way, it looks like Mustang lights.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Mustang has those three lights, like, you know, vertically.
Vertically, yeah.
Yeah, and then now they're horizontal here.
Dude, so it goes more into my theory that he just took the best fucking shit from different cars and fucking souped his shit up like to make it fucking dope, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And the last thing I'll say, like, my only beef with this whole thing, you can see, like, kind of the engine in the back, or the, I don't know what it is in the back. It looks dope.
It looks like the engine, though.
That's, I'm assuming the engine's in the back.
Something in the back. You know, his booster, the big ass flame shit.
Yeah, he loves to fucking shoot that shit in the background to go faster. And I thought it looked pretty cool, but I don't love it because I'm like, it should look more bat-like, I feel like. It should look a little bit more bat-like.
It should look more not like a car.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean, like, more bat-like, more flair.
I'm not sure about bat-like, but just more non-car-like.
Well, I mean, more Batman-like.
And maybe give it some more fin thingies and give it the bat feel. Like, more I get bat-like, you on that.
Yeah. I was gonna say, like, you know, like, pump it up or something because it shouldn't just be a regular fucking car. But, you know, I do like that it gives me Adam West vibes. In a way, like, you know, his convertible he rode with Robin in?
Yeah.
Especially the second one. Kind of gives me vibes of the Adam West shit, but, like, more serious.
Right.
And the most important thing I was going to mention, which AJ just brought up the picture of, there's a specific comic called Batman, The New Adventures, issue 408. Maybe this car is that car. Look at that car real carefully.
Yeah, because it kind of has... It looks like a normal car.
Yeah, it looks like a super speed sports car.
Except for the back of it. Still,
it's the fins, right? Yeah. The bat fins, which this new car has bat fins on the end. Like, you know, like it looks like it has like sharp pointy ends with like a bat wing, you know? Like, dude, maybe they were going for this. And I was like, dude, I'm kind of down with it if it's like this, if this is the style they're going for. If they can give it a little bit more bat influence. I want it to feel a little bit more superhero-y, you know?
More batty.
Yeah, it don't gotta be too much, but just a little bit more would be nice, you know? Like, make me feel the energy, the feel of Batman, you know? But that's the last thing. It's like, Robert Pattinson's Batmobile got revealed. I think that's the connection, but I guess we'll see as time unfolds.
I want to see a more front view, because they only got this top-down view.
Yeah, I'm sure that's on purpose.
Yeah, Cuckoo's in chat saying, how many villains will be in this movie? He's heard not only Penguin and Catwoman, but supposedly Firefly?
I heard at least three villains. I heard there could be more, but I heard at least three villains.
He's hearing Firefly, though. Who the fuck's that?
Yeah, it's a villain, too. Regular.
I'm going to see Penguin. I haven't seen the Penguin in a while.
Yeah, some people are saying that he's already going to be the mayor of Gotham when it starts, and Batman's going to have to, like, undermine him and shit like that. Like, that could be kind of cool. Anyway... So that was this episode of Unfocus. AJ, what you got planned for your Unfocus week?
Figure out what I want to do in Pokemon, but definitely some more Soul, maybe the usual Tekken. Maybe actually try that Brawlhalla, and, you know, and my spare time, you know, so some Puyo Puyo. And then figure out what I'm going to do about Animal Crossing.
All right.
Because Carla's like really like needs that game right now, and she don't have a Switch. So, gotta figure that out.
Hook her up. Wish I could find that screen, bro. I can't find it nowhere, dude. Mondo has no idea where it is.
What the fuck?
Dude, he say he doesn't know where it is. He say he gave it to me.
It's sitting there.
I know. He say he doesn't know.
Like,
and I'm like, I'm very shocked, bro. I can't find it.
Like, oh, anyways.
I know. I'm like, I'm shocked. He say he didn't touch it. It's very weird.
That is weird.
Anyway, for my Unfocus week, I'm gonna finish this Infinity book. It's pretty fucking awesome. I like it a lot. Got a lot of vibes from the Infinity War movie, but some other new things, specifically with the beef between Black Panther and Namor, Submariner. Dude, this is fucking very interesting. Taught me some shit. And then, I'm in love with this Fantastic Four grand design. I'm gonna finish that. AJ, I highly recommend you read this, man. This way you don't have to know shit else. You don't have to watch anything else.
I'm very good at not knowing shit.
You have to read anything else. If you read this, like, you'd be, like, so hyped for the movie, and you would know so much about Fantastic Four, and you don't even have to, like...
I saw the first movie.
With that said, we're going to end this week's episode.
Steven also says that my plan is to lose the hammer, which I'm not sure about that.
Damn,
one.
He told you what your plan is. But, yeah, I'm going to continue to convince this fucker to read this, because it's going to be good for AJ. Like, you're going to want this, bro. Like, I think you're going to want to read this, but we'll see.
You need to read Korra.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true, too. I gotta get on that. Start with this, fucker. You gotta read this one.
How am I gonna start with that when you're not starting with what I've been telling you to read for years?
I think these are gonna show up really soon. I think they're gonna show up very fucking soon.
We'll see. All right.
Like, as a cameo, you know? But we'll see.
All right.
I'm focused. Don't forget, guys.
I never went back to, hold on.
We'll see you next week.
Wait, I'll go back to normal screen real quick. All right, yeah, all right, we'll go back. All right, we're over. Hey, where's the music?
Twitch.tv/collision28
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.